James, you wrote a song, TYT.
Yeah, man.
A lot of people probably
don't know
that.
Way back.
Hey, I'm telling you.
You going way back.
When Michael Jackson sung that song, a big hit for Michael Jackson, I mean, how did it make James Ingram feel?
I'm sitting in the studio. Matter of fact, that's me singing all the backgrounds, except for the chant thing, you know, with the whole thing.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting in the studio, and I'm listening to Michael, and Michael come out and say, James, am I singing it all right? I said, man, you can sing it any way you want to. Cause let me tell you something else, Ellison, about him,
okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. I've seen a whole lot of singers in the studio singing. When I'm in the studio, I'm up at that mic making sure that every bit of my breath is going to that microphone, right?
Right.
You know what this man was doing when he was singing PYT?
What's that, James?
He was dancing at the mic while he was singing.
What?
All through the whole song.
Oh, man.
No, when you say Michael Jackson, man, brother, ain't nobody like him. Period.
I heard that.
I mean, it was incredible. I've never seen nobody do that. I mean, I know people that can dance and sing on stage, but I've never seen them go at a microphone and be dancing. Michael was dancing all the way through that song. I could not believe it.
Wow. Unbelievable. Man. James, we're going to talk about Stand in the Light, the song Mercy. Beautiful song. To me, it's classic James Ingram. Tell us about that song.
That song was written by Debbie Allen and myself, because we've done about at least 7 or 8 plays together, some for the Kennedy Center. And what happened was, you know Jeff Majors?
Right, sure do.
Well, Jeff Majors called me to sing on his show.
Okay.
And the thing was, I said, well, we're trying to figure out what I could sing.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife, Debbie, she overheard the conversation, and she said, why don't you sing that song that you wrote with Debbie, Allen, Mercy? So I played it for Jeff, and it was like 7 minutes long, because it going to the, thank you, clap, 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 have mercy. It was real long, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he loved it. But he said, man, can you cut it down to 4 minutes? So I cut it down to 4 minutes, and I performed it on the show, and it got such a great response. Kathy Hughes and my wife double-teamed me and said, look, you going to stop and do this album right now, because I had already started on 4 songs on my other album.
Okay.
And so I just stopped and went this way.
Wow. That is a nice, beautiful song, Lord Have Mercy.
Oh, thank you, man.
Oh, man.
Thank Debbie Allen, too.
Hey, for real. You also have Y'all Ma Be There on your album, too, don't you?
Yeah, because, see, what was happening was, like, you know, like when I'm doing TV shows, I'm doing different things, people say, well, what are you working on? I said, well, I'm working on my first complete inspirational record.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically say, well, why are you doing that? And I have to keep bringing them back to Y'all Ma Be There. It's like, oh, because some of them don't even know it means God will be there.
Right.
Because, you know, in church we say hallelujah, but a lot of times we throw it away not knowing that we're saying praise be God by his Hebrew name.
Mm-hmm.
And just go back to saying God. So Debbie said, since you keep explaining this, why don't you just put it on the album so they can hear the lyrics?
What does faith mean to James Ingram?
Faith means that my father taught me as a young boy that faith in God and confidence in myself, and there was nothing that I could not do. Faith being the substance of things that are hoped for, but the evidence of things that are unseen. And I believed him. Just like the Wizard of Oz, you put your feet together and bump them or something, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I believed it, man, and it worked. But the thing was, God took me past my expectations, man. I didn't know I was going to be standing up singing in front of nobody. In my hometown, they couldn't believe it. I won a Grammy with Quincy Jones, you know, when the Grammys came out.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't know me as no singer, because I was not no singer. I was singing background with my group.
Right.
So, nah, man.
Well, James, I call you a crooner. To me, you're a crooner. You're a great singer.
Well, yeah. I appreciate it.
Hey, and I've been loving your music for years, man.
Oh, thank you. That's a compliment, man.
You're welcome. Being from Akron, Ohio, there's another guy from Akron, Ohio, playing with the Cleveland Cavaliers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
You ever heard of LeBron James?
Oh, yeah, I know LeBron.
Okay. How is LeBron James? What kind of guy is he?
to me, for me, you know, I haven't been around him a lot,
mm-hmm.
but from my hometown people, he's a down-earth brother, man. In other words, it hasn't went to his head.
Cool.
It hasn't went to his head because he came up, man, not having a lot in his life. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And the way that brother's handling himself, I am extremely proud of him, man.
He seems so mature for his age.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our guest, James Ingram, on your project, what are some other songs that we should pay close attention to?
On the album?
Yeah, Stand in the Light. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, I did that Blessed Assurance.
Okay.
Which was a hymn. And I did a song called Don't Let Go. My father, my mother, you know, they passed. But
okay.
My father is still in my head. And so that song is about that. When he said, don't let go of your dreams and certain things that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow. What do you say to folks who say, James Ingram, why are you doing a gospel? Or why are you coming over to inspirational? You know, there's another artist coming from mainstream to inspirational. Basically, what I'm saying is, what do you say to church folks who say, James, I don't believe you're really into it?
Well, that's why I put Yamo B there, to let them know I want a Grammy on that, on your so-called secular album.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Which is crazy to God by his Hebrew name. When I say that and run it down like that, what else can you say? Because who is going to do that on your first so-called secular album? Because, see, I sang on Quincy's album with 100 Ways and Just Once.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
So that wasn't my album. But James Ingram's first album, I came with something on there to please my father, not just my heavenly father, but my earthly father.
You've done duets also.
Ooh. Patty Austin.
Man.
Nancy Wilson. Sarah Vaughan, Dolly Parton,
Anita
Baker, me and Kenny Rogers and Kim Carnes.
James, you've done it all. It seems like what do you like doing? Do you like doing the duets better than just doing your solo thing?
No, to me that's like icing on the cake, man. When you can walk down the aisle with somebody, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And hold each other's hand, because I'm not there to compete with anybody. Mm. If you go to the first step, I'm going to come to the second step. Or if you go to the 12th step, I'm going to come to the 13th step so that you can step over me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to jump over you. I'm doing this with you because I understand the chemistry of duets.
Where do you think Stand in the Light will take James Ingram, or does this complete James Ingram?
Well, you know, I started this project, you know, from traveling around the world and stuff, and we're on our way to South Africa in, next month. But the thing is, I had no clue that when the album would come out, it would be in these times right now. I had no idea.
Wow.
I had no idea. Stand in the light, light of God, because we're going through some things.
We are.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's deeper than what it looks.
James, it's been a pleasure. And we wish you nothing but more blessed success. And we just thank you for taking your time out to just talk to us, you know, about your career, about the new project, Stand in the Light, you know, Mercy, Lord Have Mercy. Oh, that is a gorgeous song, beautiful song. I love it, man. Telling you.
I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it.
So, James, take care, and we just thank you for joining us.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure, and God bless you too, brother.
And God bless you. James Ingram on Star 94.1. Hey, James.
Today, two guests who are getting an early start, if you will, on increasing awareness about the disease and its prevention. Colleen Lucas is the Regional Mission Delivery Director for the American Cancer Society. Also from the Cancer Society is Donna Rennick, who herself is a breast cancer survivor. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I guess I'd like to start with you, Donna. First of all, thank you for coming to be on the show and for sharing your story with us. your battle against breast cancer and the things you've done after that. So let's start from the beginning, your battle with breast cancer.
Well, the spring of 2000, I heard the three words you never want to hear. You have cancer. At that moment, your life just stops, completely stops. It's like the world has stopped. Emotions take over. I refer to them as flip cards of emotions. First of all, there's fear. Oh, my God, I'm going to die. Then there's denial. You know the phone's going to ring in an hour when you get home, and they're going to say they made a mistake, that the lab just called and said you've got the wrong patient. That doesn't happen. The phone call doesn't come. Then there's anger. You're angry at yourself because you should have watched your diet more. You should have watched everything you were doing. Then there's, again, the worst fear of all, and that is despair. What am I going to do? Where do I turn? What's going to happen to my family?
A lot of unknown for you then at that point when you
exactly.
get that diagnosis.
Exactly.
You don't know what you're facing as far as treatment, your prognosis, and such going in. So that's been, I think you said 2001, is that right?
2000.
Okay.